From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Tyrone Eddy got 15,000 views for his YouTube video shot without permission at Coxsackie Correctional Facility in May. On October 7th, Eddy got 10 days in jail in Coxsackie Town Court for second-degree harassment with physical contact while shooting that video. Eddy is 53 years old from Connecticut, who calls himself New England Truth. He showed up at the prison recording several video feeds without permission and alleging that, and I quote, the COs are beating inmates for no reason, end quote. Eddy approached Correctional Officer Jeremiah Donnelly in an aggressive manner, dipping his left shoulder and striking the officer's right shoulder, causing him to lose his balance. Donnelly said in a complaint filed with state police, and I quote, I felt immediate pain in my shoulder in the area he hit. I advised him that he had assaulted me, and he replied, yes, I did, end quote. Both Eddy and the correction officers say they have received death threats since the incident occurred. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Dan Friedman reports in the Times Union that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is back at work after her time on the campaign trail, mostly in Iowa and New Hampshire. She said on a conference call October 8th, promoting her Family and Medical Insurance Leave Act for paid family leave. And I quote, I feel very blessed by the opportunity to run for president. I learned a lot that I can apply to my job in the U.S. Senate, end quote. Two bills she sponsored got passed while she was campaigning. One, increasing the federal fund for workers at the World Trade Center after September 11, 2001. And the second, expanding veterans' benefits for the Blue Water Navy sailors that battled on the coastline and inland waterways in Vietnam. Gillibrand is now traveling around the state, including a stop in Albany on October 10th. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster and Dutchess counties announced October 8th they were filing a motion in court to join a state lawsuit objecting to the federal government issuing a certificate of completion to the Hudson River PCB cleanup. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, a Democrat, and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican, said they were backing the state lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency's issuance of a certification of completion of remedial action to General Electric for their PCB cleanup of the Hudson River. Ryan said in a press release, and I quote, Today we are coming together as two counties to continue that fight. We can't let General Electric off the hook for the mess they made of our precious Hudson River, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union reports that Hannaford is recalling its house brand white American cheese from the supermarket's deli counter. On October 8th, the local chain announced that any cheese purchased between September 8th and October 8th may contain metal fragments. Customers returning the cheese will get a full refund. A Hannaford spokesperson said there had not been any injuries or illness from eating the cheese. Read more about the recall in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a pleasant tomorrow.